everybody. Welcome to the Awakener podcast. We've got a great episode for you. For first thing, before we begin, you need to go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is my website I created so you can kind of understand what is happening, why things are happening, where things are going, where we've been. It's a whole novel. Actually, it's like a PhD thesis, to be honest with you. So much information there from news articles, links, explain to you what is happening and what the world is witnessing. The world is witnessing something very cool. You are blessed to be alive during this time because it is the most crazy time to witness these world events. As you know, Hunter Biden was given a pardon by Joe Biden. It's called a father's love. As you know, and you've been following, I've been trying to explain to you what's been happening in the United States of America. There are two imperialist forces at war with each other for control of this planet. All the power, all the money, all the gold. Who's going to have everything? And this is an historical battle that has lasted thousands and thousands of years. In the current world that you live in, since 1945, there's been two kind of agendas that are at war with each other. That is the United States of America and its industrial complex versus a communist conspiracy. And these two sides are making blows. Now, to explain to you what's been going on since 1945, I've detailed that on theawakener.ca, so we're going to skip that. But basically, like I've summarized many times before, Obama was the Soviet plant setting up the smash and grab job for the enemies of the Western world to collapse the Western world and to have the world for their way forever. This was going to be a very, very dark world if they were successful. Number one, because if you know anything about the population on the other side of the world and what they live in, we don't want to be like that. So in the last hour, we had this guy called Trump. And because of various things that have happened during Trump's presidency, which I've detailed to you, this has led us to what's called the funnel of truth. Now, the funnel of truth is all these events that are unfolding are leading to one specific thing. That is, the truth is going to come out. That indeed, Obama was the Soviet plant. He was orchestrated to the United States of America's presidency by the globalists who told you to vote for them, and he was trained by the Soviets. Yes, the Soviet Union, that's not dead. Ever since the Iron Curtain collapsed, there has been a covert plan by rogue regimes and a covert Soviet Union to collapse and destroy the Western world. And this has been engaged with the globalists. It's a crazy time to be alive. Now, as I've explained to you before, Hunter Biden's case is a Pandora's box case, which I've detailed to you is going to lead to Obama being outed as a Soviet plant, which is obviously going to be led for everyone to absorb that the Soviet Union is not gone, and obviously that the globalists are engaged in this de facto war against the Western world as well to poison us. Hunter Biden's case is an interesting case because, as you know, it started from this guy called Patrick Ho and then obviously Devin Archer, way back in 2017, 2018. Interesting times, how things have changed. Now, you're familiar because the Russian investigation all started with this guy called Charles McGonigal, who was in the FBI, who had access to Patrick Ho's counterintelligence information. And all the stuff that started is to stop the truth from coming out. The Russian investigation started to stop the truth from coming out. What happened next? The impeachment crisis on Trump. Everything that's happening is to stop the truth from coming out, which I've explained to you. The enemy was about to have us, ladies and gentlemen. If Hillary would have won, the way the world was going and the path that we were on would have led to the Western world's destruction. Now, Hunter Biden and his case is leading to the entire red pill being delivered to the Western world, which is there's a vast establishment embedded inside of us, traitors that are working with our enemies. Specifically, Joe Biden's pardon. Wow, it's so interesting. If you looked at this pardon, Joe Biden's pardon to Hunter Biden elapses a 10 or 11 year time period where he is free of all charges. Anything criminally that he did, Mike is shaking his head. He's so angry. And it's crazy. It's just nuts. Now, why is this happening? Now, if you went back to Hunter Biden's case in front of the courts, you would understand that the government put forward evidence to show that Hunter Biden was working with these foreign governments. Everything that was being set up was to prove that he was involved in espionage with America's enemies.
Everything you said at the time is 100% true. What other proof do we need except that he wasn't being he's being pardoned for something well beyond what he was being investigated in officially. Right. Obviously, there's bigger investigations in the background. Right. This guy was definitely peddling influence at the very least. Right. What other proof do the American people fucking need? Pardon my French.
There's still 40% of people who believe that Trump is the one who's instigating all this, that this is not true, this is all disinformation. So the events that are going to unfold are not for me and you to understand this. They're for the lemmings to kind of wake up and to come to this realization about what's been going on. Now, it's really interesting, Mike, to see really what's coming next. Like we told you, the reason Hunter Biden pled guilty in that court case is because he didn't want all the information to go public, that he was indeed working with foreign governments.
Oh, you know, he was way happier talking about tax evasion and talking about, you know, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have a firearm. You're right about that. No, he was suicidal. He knew that he was going to be caught. He knew that he was investigated. And this goes on. He found out long after the fact he was being investigated at the time.
Right. Now, interestingly enough, I believe the government had everything set up to prove that he was actually engaged in espionage, and they were going to charge him with that imminently. I've detailed that on the awakener.ca in previous shows. And this pardon comes at the most crazy time. So right before, I believe there was going to be an indictment of Hunter Biden. Joe Biden comes out and a father's love saves his son. Here's his blank pardon. Did you read the pardon? It's crazy.
It's the most sweeping pardon in the history of America.
That's it. It's the biggest pardon in the history of America by far. And nobody really knows what he was involved in. I mean, we do, but the average person who reads the New York Times has no idea.
So what's going to happen when Trump comes in? Is he going to reveal what actually was going down there?
Well, this is an interesting thing. So I still made a prediction that I didn't think Trump was going to be president. I know I said that way back there. And the reason why I said that is because Trump can't optically be in control when the other side is about to go down. And a lot of people are saying, well, wait a second. You know, the other side is never going to go down. They're just engaged in this massive cover-up. And I'm telling you that their time is over. Everything Trump has gone through is going to lead to what happens to the other side. And obviously the absorption from the Western world is, oh my goodness, they're traitors and they almost had us. And I do not believe optically Trump can be in the driver's seat at this time. This is why I've always detailed there's some kind of plan, there's some kind of things happening.
You know what? As you describe it that way, that actually makes perfect sense to me. He's guilty by association, even revealing it.
Well, I mean, I think it's Olbermann, the guy on Twitter, is already talking about, oh, the reason Hunter Biden got pardoned was because, not because of what he did, it's because of what Trump is going to do to him. And these people are so delusional on the left, they don't understand what's happening. So everything happening to Trump is the attack. Be careful what you wish for, right?
Yeah.
A sitting president or an ex-president gets charged. Be careful what you wish for. What did you open? They have no idea what they've done. And this is all going to lead to Obama. Everything that's happening with Hunter Biden leads to Obama. I don't know if you saw, Mike, but there's a reason the Chinese hacked the U.S. Cell phone network. If you read the New York Times article, they were looking specifically for wiretaps in regards to the FBI and what Chinese
are
being surveilled.
Yeah.
Everything that's happening from the Hunter Biden case is already starting to expand.
Can you unravel that one for me? I didn't fully understand the significance of that. They were hacking to find out which of their spies were being
surveilled.
By the FBI.
So they're using data from wiretaps to basically use a pinpoint triangular method to, oh, this spy is being investigated or surveilled. This one is being wiretapped. This one is being wiretapped. Obviously, Hunter Biden was not working by himself. He was working with a bunch of spies. These spies probably a vast network across the United States of America. And China hacked the grid for specifically one reason. That was to find these spies. So Hunter Biden's case is the Pandora's box case. People don't realize it now. The reason COVID happened and the reason why the events unfolded right now is because all these events lead to how the enemy war games the Western world, how they deliver communism, who they control, the media network they control, the spies, and the various things they're doing, and their plan, obviously, that they were trying to orchestrate. It's very, very complicated. And like I said, if you're confused, just go to theawakener.ca. You look like you have so many questions.
Oh my God, my head is going to explode. I'm sorry. I'm still so caught on the sweeping obs, how sweeping and obvious this whole pardon is. Up against, you know, Biden basically having disappeared. Then Trump shows up at the White House. Suddenly Biden's got his faculties about him. He's able to pardon his son. You know, you some time ago said he's faking it. And now I'm positive you're right.
Yeah, I think you said Joe Biden is faking his mental illness.
I mean, I think that he was just faking such an aged approach because it was easy for him to look tired because he's an old guy. It was it was the easiest way for him to avoid having to answer any questions about what was going on with this investigation with his son.
Right.
And on the way out the door, he gets to pardon him. Oh, that's just unreal.
I know it's unreal. But it goes back to those mafia members back in the 70s. Well, when they were arrested by the FBI, the one thing that they did was, oh, you know, I have dementia. I have this mental illness. I have this.
Oh, yeah.
I can't go to court. I can't stand trial. And this is something that
the common one.
Past. It's a con thing.
Yeah.
And that's what Biden is. Biden was Barack Obama's main con man. So the reason why I explain what's happening is whatever's happening to Hunter Biden is obviously going to affect Joe and Barack Obama. Why on earth did Barack Obama approve all this treason? Why were they doing this? And it'll all make sense to everybody. The Western world was literally going to be pushed off an edge of a cliff. The events that have occurred, like COVID, if they happened during Hillary's presidency, we would have been economically screwed. We'd still be talking about COVID right now, ladies and gentlemen. They would have kept everybody inside, collapsed everything. If you look at the Syrian rebels that are happening over on the other side of the world, they would have ISIS would have completely surrounded Israel, been embedding enemy agents into Europe through a refugee crisis that Barack Obama started. North Korea's miniature nukes, Iran's miniature nukes, nobody talking about them. It's just a crazy time to be alive for people to understand the bullet that we dodged. And, you know, what's really happening, you know, Mike, you're looking like you're like, oh, my goodness, your mind is blown. Yeah. The Titanic, which is the USA, has missed the iceberg that was destined to sink it. And now what's happening is it's turning around.
Or is it just at sea? And this is my concern. Like, okay, let's play out. Okay, Patio Awakener. Let's play out the scenario that we did earlier today, where Trump he actually cannot be in office.
I don't believe that optically he can be in office.
If
there was a plan, and there was a plan to wake up all the normies and all the lemmings who can't understand this, you would have to kind of take Trump away from all this to make Trump optically look like he's not the method of charging people for treason or whatever the case
may be. Okay, so let's say that by whatever means, he's not there. Who is?
Well, that's the giant question.
I mean, military.
This is the real thing, Mike, is that when people make these predictions, when I make these predictions and I talk about all these events occurring, nobody really can predict everything perfectly. Okay, we can only kind of come to kind of some theories about what would logically make sense. And logically, what would make sense, when I phoned you today, Mike,
When you call me, it's so irritating. It makes me crazy. I'm like, fuck, here we go.
Barack Obama might be the next person actually who's indicted. At this point, when a sitting president or ex-president is indicted, I believe fully that Donald Trump is just going to say, you know what? Given this case, I'm going to kind of back away. We're going to have a new election or the case may be, and I'll let the military take over for a period of time. A lot of things are going to come very soon. I know a lot of people think that things are happening or they're not happening fast enough. Things will happen when they need to happen. You're looking at the sky in anger and disgust.
I got to tell you. Okay, can I share a moment with you on this?
Go for it.
First of all, I don't want people thinking that you're just making predictions like Nostradamus. It's if you're a friend of the Awakener, then you understand that he's got a vast understanding of politics and education and history that's right. Just it's a lot all in one brain. So it's a little frightening when you do get a call and on the other end, he goes, see, I told you. And you just go looking at your text to see that this,
you get a lot of those texts.
It's terrifying. Like if people understood the gravity of small things that you've pointed out along the way about Obama, for example, how did he even arrive at the position he was in to be one of these, I guess, elite globalists? How did he get into that realm?
Well, he was brought in by, he was brought in by various individuals that were tied to the communists in Chicago. If you look at Michelle Obama, you look at Valerie Jarrett, Michelle Obama was actually introduced to Valerie Jarrett. Valerie Jarrett's family came from Iran. So if you think of what's going on with Iran and Valerie Jarrett's family and why Obama was put in office, you can kind of come to a conclusion. Now, this is something that obviously, like, you have to be kind of like intelligent. And maybe it's just kind of like, what's that mental illness that people have? It's not dyslexia. It's
I've got it. I've got it.
Spectrum a little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit. Which means that I can see various things that they're doing.
You watch patterns.
Right. I can see patterns. And if you understand patterns and what these people want, you can see what they're doing. So what was Obama put in office for? And it goes down to the conversation of, well, if he's an enemy asset, he's there to defeat the military backbone of the USA. And the only reason you put a plant in the White House is because you cannot defeat an enemy in a one-on-one battle. So then you can come to the conclusion, okay, well, what was he trying to do? And you can kind of see the links to everything. Now, obviously the enemy, as you know, we've talked before, Mike, the enemy is going ahead with their plan B. So Obama was supposed to lead them to kind of their glory and stealth. He's very much like in the movie Heat. I don't know if you watched the movie Heat, Mike.
No.
With Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah. I saw that.
So De Niro meets this guy. He's an IT person. He says, oh, I got this bank for you to rob. And there's like $13 million in it. I just printed out. Here's the job. So Obama was the guy to basically put the job together for the enemy, where the enemy would have the USA come to war on three fronts, and they'd have all the method to destroy the Western world and take control. Now, what's happened? It's all gone south. And as you know, in that movie, it all goes south because they get to the bank and the enemy is laughing. The bank robbers are going, oh my goodness, this is so easy. And then in come the cops. And then it comes into a giant shootout. So if you know, the enemy is putting together Plan B. I mean, if you see what Iran is doing, North Korea, if you see what Russia and China are doing, if you see their economic thing, powerhouse, bricks that they're trying to put together that Trump is trying to leverage against, you can see they're coming up with a plan B, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to make a run for it. Our enemies have gotten so close because our society is so demoralized. Our society doesn't know anything that's truthful anymore. Our society has no love for our country anymore. They don't know values. They don't know free will. They don't know anything anymore, really. And we're like ripe to be conquered. And people can't believe, oh, this would never happen. This would never happen. Oh, it's going to happen. They're going to take a swipe at, you know, Plan B. This is why we've detailed Joe Biden so many times, Mike, in our phone calls and understanding why Joe Biden was put in his position after war. What is he really doing? Is he really working for Obama? Is he cutting a deal to save his son because that's the way he was supposed to go? These are various things.
I think that's really been the icing on the cake to me is, well, first of all, things like Obama weakening the military, putting the U.S. in, like, there are reasons that you can look back and say, you know, America's less safe, you know, that Cheney came out of office. Obama put, you know, all these deals together with terrorists. All these things lead to a control group that seems to have another agenda. I have to agree with you. What frightens the hell out of me is that Trump may not make it to office in time to stop what is inevitable.
This is what we've detailed, you know, and Mike, you and me have talked to each other, and, you know, this is the thing. The three pillars are Joe Biden, Trudeau, and Zelensky, and there's, if one of those leaves office, it's going to be fair game, and it's going to lead to the entire implosion of the enemy. This is why we've detailed that the next move is to keep them in office. How would you keep Joe Biden in office, Mike? What have we talked about? You would start a world war.
Yeah, and the net result of that is the military steps in, and or Trump ends up in there for an extended period of time, which, by the way...
Or not at all.
Not at all, yeah.
He doesn't even make it because Joe Biden has to stay under the guise of emergency. So many possibilities.
Is there... I need to know... Do you want me to look this up while we're talking? Because I'm wondering, is there a deadline by which...
Well, the problem is in military nowadays, it doesn't take long to start a world war. You can start a world war in 30 minutes. So realistically, even if it's January 19th or 20th, you can start a world war. And really, in my point of view, the inauguration is going to be on hold. If the war is drastic enough, there is going to be no inauguration. And it very is suspicious to me the way Biden is acting. I mean, if I'm an enemy and I'm looking at Biden, well, what does he do first? He's trying to shut down his son's investigation. It doesn't seem like it's working too well. Any day, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, any day something is going to happen. Everyone is kind of being suspicious, including you, Mike. Everyone, you know, has kind of like something is not right. But any day now, everyone's going to wake up and go, this is the day that the world changed. And people are going to know.
I have to tell you, it felt like that for whatever reason when I watched this swath of red cross America on election night. All I could think to myself was, this is the change happening. And I hope that evil doesn't get in the way.
Well, look what's happening. America's going back to, they have Elon Musk now. So America's going back to having space dominance. They're going to go back to having energy independence.
They're putting industrialists at the top of their think tank.
They're putting industrialists everywhere. They're ditching climate change. They're ditching all this transgender movement. They're ditching Marxism. They're ditching. It's amazing to me that leftists still can't figure out what's going on. They cannot wrap their head around looking in the mirror and going, what on earth am I seeing here? What is witnessing? If you understand like yourself, you can understand why the events are unfolding the way they are. The USA is the Titanic is turning around.
It feels like it is. And like, I hope it doesn't find another iceberg, man.
Well, like the problem is the enemy is putting icebergs in its way now. trying to do whatever it can to stop this from happening. And they're really running out of options.
Instead of averting war, Obama put drones in the air. Instead of enforcing the border, Obama found himself creating a legacy for Hillary or for Biden to pick up that was just, that's okay. We're out here for the rest of the world.
Basically a can of worms or a grenade for Hillary to die on, in my point of view.
That's why I think when, you ever see the footage when they say to Trump, like, you know, what is it that ages presidents so much? And he's like, well, you know what? When they bring you in that room and they tell you what's going on, it changes you.
It's a lot.
I mean,
look at me, for example. Like, it's a lot.
I
got some gray hairs over the last, 6 years just thinking about all this stuff and actually dealing with, obviously, some of it's coming true.
I have a question, actually, on that topic. Wow. How do you keep birds out of that beard?
I don't know. Well, you shampoo it regularly every single day.
Okay. That sounds reasonable.
Being clean kind of works.
Okay. Yeah. Keeps the birds.
Anyways, let's go to the Patreon show because we have a bunch of stuff to talk about. I want to talk about North Korea, Ukraine, and a bunch of other stuff. So we're going to head there right now.